What if I told you you could have peace of mind for $450? That's just what a visit to bringmehomeinsurance.com can do. We have a lot of merry band of regulars that drive truck, are snowbirds, or just travel for business and pleasure. What would you do if, God forbid, your loved one should pass while 75 miles or more from home? Would you know even where to start, to say nothing of the cost? With a policy from bringmehomeinsurance.com, you can bring your loved one home without any hassles. They'll contact a licensed funeral home to secure all the necessary paperwork and let you focus on your family in that difficult time. Don't wait for the unexpected to happen. For more details or to secure your policies, go to bringmehomeinsurance.com right now. Couples policies available at a discounted rate. That's bringmehomeinsurance.com. Welcome back. Joe Gigantz here, regular Joe, with you on this Freedom Friday, doing the headline roundup. When we left you, the headline for Steve was LA Dodgers make uniforms tuck friendly, sources say. He went with fake news. Now, in light of all the controversy over having the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence and obviously going all in on the woke, you know, very radical LGBTQ R2D2 C3PO agenda, I'm a little surprised that you went fake news on that.
Because I'm thinking actual Dodgers uniforms, like the players.
No. This is the stuff they sell.
Oh, this is the stuff they sell.
I mean, you go to the gift shop, right, you get the official, right. You know, it's the official brand and all that kind of stuff, just like you do for football games.
Yeah.
You're still thinking, I'm not so sure now. Are we trying to petition for an overturn of the election here?
No, I'll stick with it.
Are you insurrecting over there?
I'll stick with it.
All right, so you went with fake news. In the coming weeks, the new uniforms will be available in the gift shop, and it has been said that some Dodgers players will even debut them during a game as part of their cross promotions. What do they mean by cross in that case? You said fake news. The fact is, the world isn't quite gone as crazy as we might think.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff.
That's definitely not.
That's not true yet.
Yeah, not true yet. All right. Next headline. Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid. Woman shatters glass ceiling.
Oh, so like the Kool-Aid dude is being replaced by a woman.
That is what the headline entails. That's the, oh, because, you know, yeah, Kool-Aid guy says, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. True.
You're going with true. In a burst of energy and glass shards, everyone's favorite kid beverage giant unveiled its new mascot, Kool-Aid Woman, at a press conference Wednesday. Now, isn't that going to get them in trouble? How can they tell the difference between a man and a woman?
I don't know.
I mean, is the Kool-Aid pitcher going to have boobs on it now? I mean, how do we know? Quote, the youth beverage industry has been a boys' club for far too long, the Kool-Aid woman said in the press conference, standing below a glass ceiling to intone the great change that occurred. Quote, I'm here to let everyone round flavored drink containing little girl out there know that she too can one day shatter the glass ceiling that has been so long held us beverage babes back.
Ah, that's so fake news.
You said true story. The fact is, it's fake. That, I'm telling you, these are really bordering on just not true yet. But that's okay. That's not an official category. National Eating Disorder Association replaces hotline workers with new chatbot that tells anorexia and bulimic callers they need to lose weight.
Say that one more time.
National Eating Disorder Association replaces hotline workers, their hotline, with new chatbot that tells anorexia and bulimic callers they need to lose weight.
Fake news.
You're going fake news. All the AI enthusiasts out there are talking about how we're all about to lose our jobs to some chatbot. But then when the National Eating Disorder Association jumped on board with that fad, they quickly found out why trying to save money by getting rid of your humans is not a good idea. NEDA, that's the National Eating Disorder Association, fired all human employees for their eating disorder hotline, reportedly for unionizing, and replaced them with a chatbot named Tessa. Tessa then promptly started telling people with eating disorders that their problem was that they were too fat and gave them helpful tips on how to lose weight. When confronted with the chatbot's bad behavior on Instagram, Sarah Chase, Nita's communications and marketing vice president, commented that it was a flat-out lie. One user then offered screenshots to prove the point. You said fake news.
This one's true.
This, my
friend. That's a true story, right, Steve?
Wow.
That's such a true story.
Now, no news on whether or not that VP of marketing is now moving over to Bud Light or not.
Yeah, exactly. Or Kohl's, or Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I mean, any of the above. All right, emotional Tim Scott. I'm going to bring up my timer here. All right. Emotional Tim Scott tells supporters about time he was followed around Walgreens for being Republican.
Fake news. It would be.
Why? You're struggling over there.
I am struggling.
You don't even know what to say. Are you getting emotional?
No, because the story's like, I could see it.
Is there a tear in your eye?
No tears. I could see him saying I was followed around because I was black. But.
Well, but can you be black and be Republican?
You know what? I'm gonna go true on this one.
You're gonna go true. Because I mean, after all, if you listen to liberals, you can't be black and be Republican. Opening up on the campaign trail about his personal experiences of overcoming adversity, an emotional Tim Scott, Republican, South Carolina, told supporters Thursday about a time when he was followed through the aisles of Walgreens for allegedly being Republican. Quote, as soon as I walked in the door, the employees looked me up and down and whispered to each other, no doubt deciding I was a person who couldn't be trusted just because of my political views, end quote, said the presidential candidate, explaining that in America, people like him, no, take another deep drink there, people like him had been discriminated against for a long time simply for supporting tax cuts for large corporations and wealthy Americans. Quote, that day at the drugstore, I was continually asked if I was, quote, going to buy that, end quote, by workers who I assume were singling me out because they know that I'm pro-life and have opposed raising the federal minimum wage above $7.25 an hour. You said true.
Oh, that's so fake.
Yeah. It was false and fake and never happened.
Wow, went 3-0 and now I'm 3-3.
3-3, yeah, it must be the coffee. Pizzeria offers to delay payments until after customers die. Must be good pizza.
To delay payments until fake news.
Pizzeria offers to delay payments until after customers die. You say fake news. A New Zealand-based pizza chain is offering an unusual proposition to customers. Buy now, pay when you die. Hell Pizza, that's the name, announced the afterlife pay promotion was inspired by the buy now, pay later schemes adopted by several other New Zealand businesses. Quote, we're seeing a growing number of people using the schemes to buy essential items like food, and we think it's taking it a step too far when you've got quick service restaurants like ours being asked to offer buy now, pay later for what is considered a treat, especially when you consider people are falling behind in their payments and 10.5% of loans in New Zealand are in arrears, Hell Pizza CEO Ben Cummings said on one of the company's websites. The pizzeria said 666 customers in New Zealand and 666 customers in Australia will be chosen for the afterlife pay program, which will delay payments for pizza until the customer has shuffled off this mortal coil. Quote, those chosen will be invited to sign a real amendment to their wills, allowing the cost of their pizza to be collected upon death. No interest or fees will apply, and the agreement is legally binding, according to the website. You said fake news.
I did.
The fact is, my friend.
That's a true story, right, Steve? That's such a true story.
Not sure why there's several of these are stapled together, so I'm going to.
Wow.
I don't know what to tell you. I was humiliated ordering at a sushi restaurant. Quote, no, too much food, end quote.
True.
You're going with true. the owner of a Canadian sushi restaurant said they've been subjected to... There's two different stories. All right, hang on. In a viral video, which she clocked more than 1.4 million views, one customer said that she and her friend were starving when they arrived at a restaurant, even planned to order additional food before being shamed by a rude employee. That lady goes, quote, no, too much food, and didn't want to serve them. You said true. That one, in fact, is
That's
true.
That's a true story, right, Steve?
When we get back.
That's a such a
we can't,
true
We
story.
Can't end on this. We have two more we're going to do when we get back after this.
The Regular Joe Show.